Okay, just to get into the, I don't know if you looked up the psukim, but just to get it into the whole parsha, so in Parshas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Vav, it says, Betzal and Aliyav, V'kol Yishkach Amleiv, they put all their chachma tfuna into making the meleches avodas hakodesh, exactly as Hashem commanded, and Moshe called out to Bezalel and Leov. And they took before Moshe all of the trumas, all the donations that Klal Yisrael brought to the Meleches Avodas HaKodesh. And then it says, Vayovo kol hachachamim, all the chachamim came who were building this Mishkan. Vayomro Moshe, and they said to Moshe, Lamor, marbim ha'om lahavi. There is abundance that's being brought. Midei havodam lamlocha shativ Hashem laso sosa, from the avoda that Hashem commanded. Vayetzav Moshe, so Moshe sent out a tzivoy. Vayaviru kol b'machna lemar, they sent out this kol into the camps, ish v'isha, al yasu od melacha l'trumas hakodesh. Please hold off on all donations. Vayikolei ha'am mehavi. And the nation was held back from bringing more. I don't want to say it's the first time in Jewish history that, can you imagine at a yeshiva dinner, someone gets up and says, please stop. We already have enough money. Please stop giving. So, and this is a true story. So, maybe that's what drew me to the parsha. So, mamash amazing. Please stop giving. So I was searching around. I found this Ralbag over here on the parsha. So let's just read it together. I like to read it together because maybe in my reading, you'll see how I'm reading it. Maybe I'm making mistakes. You'll say, oh, I read it this way, you read it that way. This way we're on the same page, so to speak. So ish v'isha yasu od melach l'trumas hakodesh v'yekolei ha'om mehavi. The nation was held back from giving. Okay, the first line is really a different parsha, but l'madna mizeh amokam shavot tikra melacha. They refer to don't do any more melacha and stop bringing. So you see that bringing is considered a melacha. So that's maybe the l'zeh yischayv leb shabbos. This is the makar. Maybe for Hotzah, Mirshus Lirshus, carrying on Shabbos, just a trivia, I don't know if it's trivia, but it seems to be the Makar. The Ralbag says this is the Makar for Hotzah, Mirshus Lirshus, on Shabbos. Okay, that's not the Shmuz. Umizeh Malkam Nilmad. And from here we see, She'ein Roy La'odam, it is not befitting for a person, She'yakdish L'shem Yisala, that he should be makdish, he should sanctify to HaKadosh Baruch Hu minachasa from his assets, yosim naroi, more than what is befitting. Shouldn't give yosim idai, shouldn't give more than is appropriate. V'chein ha-hekish b'inyan ha-tzdaka. And so too it's comparable with gabei tzdaka. A person should not give more than is appropriate. L'zeh amru, that's why it says in the Gemara, Hamavazves ayavazves yosim ichomish. Quotes the Gemara, Subis. If one who disperses should not disperse more than a chomish, more than 20%. Kadesh lo yoshiv lios ani v'yitzarech labrius. He should not return to being poor, and then he'll have to come on to needing other people to support him. Okay. He says on bottom, he may come to need the brios. I don't think it changes the pshat. Only he says Michayim. It's not Nogiel Achamisa, because he won't have to come on to brios. That seems to be the pshat. V'zeshu roi shenizer bepulos atovos. V'zeshu roi, that which is roi, shenizer bepulos atovos. That he is zohir in doing good things, shlo yasu ba'ofen shiyikam hamra. Okay, so let's just analyze this. What is this line? Rezeshu roi. What is this? Is a pirish? Is a commentary on what he just said? It's something new. I wasn't 100% sure. But I also wasn't 100% sure it would make a difference what I say, so I'm just pointing it out right now. First area of possible debate. V'zeshu roi shenizer b'pulos atovos. He's careful to do good deeds. Shel yasu ba'ofen shirka mehemra. You can't do good deeds in a way that bad will come from it. Now, I'm thinking, as I'm reading this, what's the bid that will come from it? I'm thinking that he'll be Yitzdarech Lebrius. That's what he just said. That he shouldn't give out more than a chomish, so he should not become an ani, and he'll have to come on to collecting tzedakah and be a parasite. People have to support him. Shouldn't do that. So it sounds to me that already what he's saying is that because you can't do something good, if bad will come from it. So I'm thinking, what will be the bad? Yitzdarech Lebrius. But he didn't say that. Pen yirchaku hanasha mehen. Because you're going to do something good, and then you'll be yashiv lios ani yitzdarech Lebrius. So pen yirchaku hanasha mehen. Then people will distance themselves from these pu'ulos hatovos. V'zeh, shimba ha'adam la'ani, if this person will come, la'oni, he'll come to poverty, b'sibas robat stokas v'agdeshos, and he's become poor as a result of him dispersing all of his money more than a chomish, yomru ha'nashim, people will say, ru'u, Maha toeles begdeshus of tzedakah. See the great reward that you get for giving tzedakah and giving to Hegdish. Look what happens to someone who gives tzedakah. He becomes poor and has to go collecting door to door. Halo ploni hay mishtadel binyanam betachlis masha efshir. So and so was put in all of his koiches. He was the, president of the shul, and he gave whatever he could, v'heni, and he became poor. Yomizeh el sher yirchaku. I didn't understand how to read this. Hanasha me'asas ela pulos atavos. I'm not sure how to read that last line. I have to get a rabag with the nekudas in it. I want to read that last line. So it sounds to me, unless there's two points he's making, I'm assuming it was one point he's making, that the reason why a person shouldn't give more than a chomish, it comes out, is because a terrible, terrible chil Hashem, a terrible thing could happen from it, is that you're going to give the chomish, more than a chomish, 30%, 40%, and lightning will strike, and you're going to lose your assets, and you'll end up poor, and you'll have to collect money. Somebody will see that this person who was engaged in philanthropy, he was giving a lot of tzedakah, and now he lost his money. So they'll say, look what happens when you give tzedakah. You end up losing your money, and then people will stop giving tzedakah. That's what I think the Ralbag is saying. So I had some partial questions. Could be you got the same questions. I had a couple of questions. First of all, okay, we're talking about somebody, even somebody who's giving tzedakah. He's really giving tzedakah. He's not being whipped into giving tzedakah. So I want to give tzedakah. I want to help the yeshiva. I want to help the kollel. So this guy, who I know, who let's say has $500,000 sitting in the bank, extra, he doesn't need it for his daily living, and he's supposed to give from his $500,000 a chomesh, which is $100,000, and this guy gave $200,000. And now he loses his money. Why? So the guy was reckless. He was rich. Let's say everybody knows he was rich. He gave all his money to tzedakah. Let's say he gave $500,000. He gave all his money to tzedakah. And lightning struck. I don't know. The 9/11 hit. I don't know. He lost his business. So now, why would I'm giving tzedakah. There's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. So why am I going to stop giving tzedakah? This guy was reckless. I'm not giving 100%, 80%, 70%. I'm still giving my 10%, meiser. Why is the fact that he lost his business going to stop me from giving tzedakah? It's not logical. And I think this is a different question. Maybe it's the same question, different form. But Lemaisa, like, why are you looking at the glass half empty? Look at this tzaddik. You know, you were like, you know, he was a tzaddik. He gave so much money. Okay, I mean, nobody ever had bad luck. We're talking about someone who you can't. People lose their business without giving any tzedakah. People lose money all the time. It's not the tzedakah that he lost. He lost his business. Because he lost his business. Because he didn't get tzchar. Someone who gets tzedakah didn't get tzchar. Something happened. I mean, a lot of people do mitzvahs every day. People don't lose their business. The correlation doesn't make so much sense. He gave tzedakah. And the tzedakah he gave, what he lost was his business, not the tzedakah. He gave his $500,000 to his extra money he gave to the tzedakah. But what he lost was his business. People lose their business without giving tzedakah. What does one have to do with the other? You could lose your business. He does lots of mitzvahs. I shouldn't give more money because somebody is going to see me give money. Well, they'll see a very generous person. I mean, he could learn some great things from it. And he's Taka had Yisurin, he gave his money, and he wasn't upset about it. But if you give too much, and it'll happen that not every person is going to lose their money. But because it could happen that one person losing the money is like, this is like a car. You can't give more than a chomish. I think you're allowed to give more than a chomish. If you're very, very, very rich, and you have billions of dollars, by the way, I think that luck is you're allowed to give more than a chomish, but let's just talk about someone who's not in that category of having billions of dollars, only has millions, where the halach of chomish still applies. I don't know what the halach is. We don't pass them by chomish. We let people give more, but I don't know. It's the fellow has to give a chomesh. He can give up to a chomesh. He can't give more. If one person's going to give more, and every person can lose their money, if it's going to happen that one time someone's going to lose their money, now people are going to stop giving tzedakah. And that, you can't have such a thing. That someone's going to give, do a pula tova, he's not allowed to give more than a chomesh. Because it'll happen, a pula ra will come from it. It's almost like, you know, we're not doing it to the guy himself, even. We don't really care about the guy himself. The guy himself will give, you know, don't do it because you'll lose your money and you'll have to be mitzarech the brios. It sounds like the Ralbag is saying, unless, depends how you read it different, maybe there's two pshatim. I learned there's one pshat. I just want to include into the notes that, like, we don't even care about the guy himself. Don't give so much money because you may need it. We're not really worried about the guy. If a person wants to take that risk for himself, he could take that risk for himself. You want to risk your money, go risk your money. You want to gamble your money, give it, go ahead, give it. We don't care about the guy will end up having to need other people. That's not what bothers us. What bothers us, because of the risk, the possibility that could happen, this, we cannot allow such a risk. That you'll lose your money, you'll be mitzarech lebrius, and that's not the key. But the key is, and someone's going to see that, and then they'll stop giving, because they'll say, "Ah, look at the reward you get for giving tzedakah." I just think we see a phenomenon that you see how difficult it is to give the tzedakah. That any kind of excuse that people will see will stop them from giving. It's like so overpowering. It's so difficult to part with our money that if we're going to leave any kind of amasla, any kind of excuse for someone to not give it, they're going to jump on the bandwagon, even if it's not logical. Why should I not? That guy's reckless. Who knows what he did in business? He did something crazy in business. He invested and he gave his money to Madoff. So, you know, shouldn't give your money to someone. It was people who were wise did not give the money to Madoff. They did the homework. They didn't give the money to Madoff. So he gave Chomesh, he gave his money to Madoff, and therefore people aren't going to give tzedakah anymore. Why wouldn't a person say, I want to get the mitzvah tzedakah? They're still going to have the mitzvah tzedakah. They're going to already trash the whole mitzvah tzedakah because that guy lost his money? He did something reckless in business. Who knows? He invested. He didn't diversify. There are a lot of reasons why people lose money, and you have to learn from it. So I'm not going to give tzedakah. I'll give my 10%. What I'm supposed to give, I won't be reckless. I won't give more. I'll just give what I have. I was not worried they're going to give more than the chomesh. The word that they won't even give the regular tzedakah. It's illogical. And it's bade that he's going to learn bad from him. Maybe he'll learn good from him, that he gave so much money. Maybe he'll learn something good from it. This person was able to part with his money. A lot of stories of Mesiras Nefesh. And not everyone's going to lose the money. Third point, not everyone's going to lose it. One person will happen to, two people will happen to. Therefore, no one's allowed to give more than a chomesh because it could happen. It could happen. It's not logical, but we see how difficult it is to give money. It's very hard to give tzedakah. There's a maase I read, the Chazon Ish, that there's this Gabbai tzedakah who was soliciting, trying to find someone to donate a lot of money. And he finally found this woman who was going to donate her life savings, millions of dollars, to a particular yeshiva. And he was so excited, this fellow, that he brought this woman to Eretz Yisrael to meet the Chazon Ish. And she wouldn't give the money until she got a bracha. That was it. She wanted a bracha from the Chazon Ish. So he brings her to the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish spends a few minutes talking to her. And when he finishes talking to her, he says, I advise you like this. First of all, you should not give all your money. You should only give a third of your money to this project. And even the third that you give, you should not put it into the name of the yeshiva. Keep it in your own name. Make sure it's in your name so that if you ever want, you could always take the money back. So this Gavet Stuck was there. He heard his big donor, the Chazanish, basically just told her not to give it and keep it in her name. Crazy, crazy thing. Can you imagine someone doing that over here? The person who did that would be shot. What did you just do? So he was, the Gavet Stuck was so upset. So afterwards, he went over to the Chazanish. He didn't know how to ask the Chazanish, well, how do you even utter it? The Chazanish smiled. He says, I know you're wondering why I did that. I was able to tell when I was speaking to her that it would be very difficult for her to part with this money. It's very difficult to part with life savings. When I was speaking to her, I saw she wants a bracha from me, but the bracha has to have a base kibbutz, has to fall on something. I saw she had difficulties. So I try to make it easier for her. I try to say, don't give all your money, just give a third of your money. And don't put it in the yeshiva's name, put it in your name, so you could always get it back. I tried to do it so that at least then I give her a bracha when she gives the money. Okay. So the Gavet Stuck said, okay, fine. And he went and she said how impressed she was with the Chazon Ish. He worked with this woman for 3 years. She made multiple trips to Eretz Yisrael. In the end of the day, she couldn't part with her money. She didn't give a penny for the project. We have kama stories like that. Right? Happens all the time. It's not such a chiddush, but it's very, very hard, the maisa, for people to part with the tzedakah money. I remember I just had a maisa, just an Eitz HaTovah. I don't think it has anything to do with the shmuz, just bedidi hava uvda. I had this, when I was first married in Kol, I was like so poor. I had barely had, money. I didn't know how I made ends meet. I didn't know. The only way I knew is because I didn't count. So I felt bad. People knocking on my door for tzedakah. I didn't have any. I couldn't write a check. How can you write a check if in your checkbook it's already negative? You write a check and make it more negative. I couldn't see. What do I do? Then one day, someone gave me an Eitz HaTovah. A chaver of mine gave me an Eitz HaTovah. He said, I guess I should have known this before, but no one ever gave me that Eitz. He said, this is how you give tzedakah. As soon as you get a paycheck for anything, you get money, take off 10% and put it into a separate account. So this way, you put it into a separate account, the money's always going to be there. I always said I'll give the miser when there's extra money, then I'll give it. I was trying to keep track of it in one account. I put it into a separate account. Overnight, I became rich. Because the next day, I put this money into a separate account. The next mishloach knocked at my door. Sure, come on in. I got my checkbook, wrote out a check like a big veer. I gave him the money. It was just and since then, that's how I do it. You get a paycheck, you take off before you, but you deposit the money. You deposit into two separate places. So the lahakdinis and nisayon, to minimize the nisayon, the challenge, it's very difficult to part with money. Who says, oh, I'm going to use it, well, I have enough money. But once it's separate, so all that money is to give away. It's maisa, it's the Hashem's money, you have to give it. It's very difficult to part with money. And I think that's what the Ralbag is saying here. It's not necessarily, it's not a logical sequence. That because that guy loses a lot of money, so the whole mitzvah of tzedakah with all of the, I assume this, it's a mitzvah like any mitzvah. Person's going to stop doing mitzvahs. We don't have it by anything else. Nobody should do something. Maybe something bad will happen to him. You shouldn't, we don't say that by everything else. There are people who do a lot of mitzvahs and something happens to them. So we say, no, someone say, oh, look at the schar that someone gets for keeping the Torah. I mean, I guess some people do say it, but, tzaddik v'ralo, have kashas, therefore no one should move, shouldn't give tzedakah. He wants to give more money. So what's the problem? Let's say he wants to keep a chumrah on Shabbos. So don't keep a chumrah on Shabbos because maybe you'll fall on Shabbos and hurt yourself, and people will say that, look what happens to someone who keeps a Qumran Shabbos. Ein l'davar sof. But it seems that it's specific to here. The gabe, the mumminus, the gabe giving tzedakah, this is where this nekuda is highlighted. Because the person is going to give more than a chomish, and he'll lose money, I'll have to come to the Yitzdarach Lebrias, it's a halbitzara. Okay, the guy, you know, didn't do it wisely, but he took that risk. So I don't know if the Torah has to worry about, Torah's worried about the guy, he took the risk, he's ready to do it, so he did it. I think the Ralbag is saying it's not for him, it's for everyone else, and if anyone else sees that, it'll happen one time, everyone's going to jump on the bandwagon. Whoa, look what's going on. Someone gives tzedakah, now he lost his money. No one should give tzedakah. It's not logical. Maybe they'll learn good things from him. You see how generous a person he was. He's a fine person, and he was sovel it. Halacha says to be sovel yisurin. So teach a halacha that if you lose money, you should be sovel yisurin. People learn good things. The teretz is, it's not illogical. It's just a natural person has difficulty parting with money. We cannot give any opportunity for people to embrace such a scenario by stopping to the mitzvah of tzedakah.